Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Welcome back on Sportsmanlike Conduct live here at Oscar Pizza and Sports Grill, 173rd and West Center. Tonight, the NFL Draft. If you want to catch the draft on the radio because you're doing something else, you can do so at 1180 The Zone. We'll have the live coverage over on that side of the dial.
Do they have the fun? That's ESPN.
Well, that's ESPN.
So what's there? What's the Westwood One thing?
I have no idea.
Bah, 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 bah. Do they slow it down?
I have no idea.
Bah, bah, bah. What if it was bah, 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 Draft Flash? I would be honored and upset at the same time.
If you were to go into a room...
Okay.
With the brain trust of every NFL team.
Yeah.
And say, would you like one Hall of Famer to come out of your draft class? If I could just say, you're going to get one Hall of Famer out of your class, how many of those people would sign the dotted line and say, yes, yes, I will take that?
Yeah, John, I mean, no offense, is a dumber question than the Husker 7-5 thing we did a couple of weeks ago. Of course. Of course you would take one Hall of Famer.
Okay.
On average, I would love to know, I mean, honestly, how many Hall of Famers are in every draft class?
Well,
if you go back to, like, you have to go back in time. You can't do, like, how many Hall of Famers were there in the draft 5 years ago? Because they're not in the Hall of Fame yet.
Well, this is the 50th anniversary of a draft class that produced five Hall of Famers. But they were all drafted by the same team.
I don't like that team.
The 1974 Steeler draft, as described by the Pittsburgh Steelers.com.
Oh, interesting. Homer alert.
Is the gold standard of draft classes.
Yeah.
Well,
I wonder what JohnBishop.com says about John Bishop as a radio host.
Oh,
he's the
interesting.
Best. He's very handsome.
But
John hasn't been the same since he came back from Pittsburgh.
Think about this, though. This draft class included Lynn Swann, Jack Lambert,
not bad,
John
not bad.
Stallworth,
not bad.
Mike Webster,
not bad.
And Donnie Schell.
That's pretty good.
Five Hall of Famers.
Were they in the wall?
And 25, I believe, is it 25 Super Bowl championships? No, that math doesn't work out.
No.
Does it?
It'd probably be 20, 20, right?
20.
Yeah.
Because they all won four rings with the... So, yeah, four times five.
What is the most a different team's draft classes had make the Hall of Fame?
Well, this is the record.
This is the record. What's
this
the
is
sec-
the record.
What's the second most?
The 1958 Packers and the 1964 Cowboys each had three.
Wow, so they two more than the second closest.
The 1958 Green Bay draft class included Jim Taylor, Ray Nitschke, and Jerry Kramer. Dallas in 1964,
let's go, baby,
had Mel Renfro, Bob Hayes, and Roger Staubach, who was drafted in the 10th round, by the way.
And he didn't play for, what, four
and he didn't
years?
Play for 5 years because he had to serve the – back then you had to serve the military time, which is why a lot of teams kind of just took a flyer on him, even though he was the Heisman Trophy winner in 63.
Thank you for your service.
But five different Hall of Famers. And
that's wild.
The story behind this is rather interesting because – the guy that Chuck Knoll really wanted was John Stallworth. Now, keep in mind, this draft class featured two wide receivers.
Two hot copies.
Because Lynn Swann went first from USC. Stallworth didn't go until the fourth round. Well, Stallworth didn't play at a big school. Lynn Swann was from USC. So everyone knew about him. But John Stallworth played at Alabama A&M, which is HBCU. And he had a terrible 40-yard time. And so his draft stock went down. Well, back then, scouts would travel in groups. And when they went down to Alabama to work out Stallworth, the 40-yard time that he had was terrible, and the scouts were totally unimpressed. Well, the next day, the group of scouts was packing to go to its next stop. Meanwhile, the Steelers scout told the travel party that he wasn't feeling well, so he stayed behind, and he was going to recuperate for a day. Well, it was kind of a ruse because he believed that Stallworth was everything he was supposed to be. He thought, okay, he just had a bad day. Mm-hmm. So the rest of the scouts are leaving town. He makes up a story to say, I'm going to stay here because I'm not feeling well. I'll catch up with you down the road. He hustles up another opportunity for him to run on a dry track. And Stallworth went and ran, and his 40-yard time improved. And that word got back to Chuck Knoll. And Chuck Knoll was like, I got to have this guy. I want to have this guy. So the Steelers had him very high on their board. Well, Chuck Knoll wanted to take Stallworth first before Lynn Swann. But the Steeler brass talked him out of it, saying, wait a minute, Stallworth's going to fly under the radar. Everyone knows about Lynn Swann because Lynn Swann played at USC. So you got to take Lynn Swann first. So they take Lynn Swann first. So then the second round comes, and Chuck Knoll's like, okay, we're pulling the lever here on Stallworth. We got to have Stallworth. But Art Rooney Jr., who, you know, was at that time player personnel, said, listen, we could really use Jack Lambert. I think Stallworth is going to be there later. Well, the Steelers had already traded out their third round pick. So for them to wait, they would have had to wait until the fourth round. But Art Rooney Jr. was able to talk Chuck Knoll into waiting on Stallworth. They got Jack Lambert with the second round pick, and then they got Stallworth with the fourth round pick, and then Webster came in the fifth round, and Donnie Shell came later. And that's how this draft came together. But it was partially because this Steelers scout believed enough in John Stallworth to make up a story that he needed to stay behind, let him rerun his 40-yard dash time. It confirmed everything they thought about the guy, and the rest is history.
And they won four Super Bowls in 6 years.
Starting with that year.
Yeah, four
Super Bowls in 74, that was the year they won their first one with that class, that five-man class, all rookies.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All rookies. And that's how the Steelers came around and got this draft.
The part of that story where you're like, we got to take Lynn Swann because everyone knows about him. He's at USC. It just shows how different of an era it was.
Sure.
Because, like, now we see guys get drafted from lower levels. Trey Lance, for example, played in one game in 2020, played at a lower level, played in the FCS, and he went third overall.
Yeah.
Just shows how different things were back in the 70s.
Well, and also, nowadays, you're not going to be able to fool other scouts and get an individual workout with a guy. John Stallworth's workout numbers would have gotten out.
Yeah, exactly. Can't hide guys.
You can't really hide guys. You can't really run that kind of a covert operation to get him to run another 40-yard dash because somebody else would have had him do it anyway, right? So the fact that John Stallworth would have been able to fly under the radar that long wouldn't happen in today's world. But in 1974...
Able
it was a
to
different
happen.
World back then. And it led to the dynasty. I mean, the Steelers draft, because they got Joe Green first round. They got Terry Bradshaw first round. Franco Harris first round. And those were all earlier drafts. But the Pittsburgh Steelers, I mean, the building of that dynasty is one of the greatest examples of using the draft.
And using it as like a chess game.
Yes.
Not just, you know, who do we like, but, like, when should we get them?
Yes.
When should we draft them? I mean, it's how a dynasty is built.
Yeah.
When you do things and you take risks or you wait a little bit, wild. And annoying.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. We never know about the terrible towels if they just forgot to turn in their cards that year. That'd be so nice.
And now John has one, and he likes to wave it and talk about
John's
the Steelers.
Steelers.
I don't have a Steelers towel.
Go Steelers! I like the steel wall.
Yep, that's what you say.
I didn't say that.
Steel wall John, that's what we call
you. I didn't say that, but I admire that. They did. I mean, it is a masterclass in building a franchise.
It really is.
And keep in mind that the Steelers were, I mean, they were the worst franchise in the NFL for the first 40 years of their existence.
Bring it back.
They were terrible.
They weren't even alive.
Yeah, neither were you, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they turned it all around because of smart drafting. Will people make smart drafts tonight?
Great question.
We'll find out next as we talk a little NFL draft, getting ready for tonight's first round where the Rams are going to be involved.
Maybe.
Well, we're going to be involved one way or another.
That's true. We're either
going to be involved as a picker or as a trader, but we're going to be involved.
A traitor.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, for once,
they're going to have to actually work
instead of just hanging out at their Malibu beach house.
Yeah, the last few years you've been like Michael Severe, hanging out, barely paying attention because you traded away all your picks. Now, though, you get to be involved. You get to have takes.
And John's going to think they're going to win the Super Bowl again.
Yep.
And Matt Stafford's the best quarterback in the playoffs.
They won a Super Bowl.
I have bad takes.
I won't let anyone forget about
it. I don't know what you guys are talking about,
man. We got lucky and we won a Super Bowl.
They did win a Super Bowl.
But Nick said it, lucky.
It was lucky.
They got lucky.
A ton of luck.
Yeah,
oh my
God. they only beat Arizona,
yeah.
San Francisco,
ah.
And Tom Brady.
I'm talking about the Super Bowl itself. The Super Bowl itself, they got lucky.
Interesting.
They won the game. What are you talking
about? They did. With luck.
What luck?
Wasn't there that sack that happened at the end?
The sack? You mean Aaron Donald, a Hall of Famer, making a Hall of Fame play?
Arnold Darnold sack?
Yeah.
That wouldn't have happened, John.
Yeah, if it hadn't been for Aaron Donald, the greatest defensive lineman of all time. All right, we'll be back after this on 1620 The Zone from Oscars.